Minerva Radio. Less mainstream, more music.
And a warm welcome to Folk Scene with me, Mike Brocken, here on Minerva Radio, brought to you courtesy of Coldy Media, of course. And for this edition, we have a mixture of head-turning new and recent releases, plus a couple of gig reviews. So without further ado, let me introduce you to a band who simply blew me away at St Mary's Creative Space in Chester on the 20th of last month. The most inventive gig I've seen since lockdown, I'd have to say. This is the award-winning Jake Blunt Trio, and their version of Sister Rosetta Tharpe's Didn't It Rain?
Didn't it rain, children? Oh, yes. Didn't it? Didn't you know, didn't it? Oh, my Lord, didn't it rain? Well, it rained 40 days, it rained 40 nights. Was no land nowhere in sight. God sent the raven to spread the news. Hoist his wings and away he flew. To the east, to the west, ooh, north, to the south. Ooh, all day, all night. How it rained, how it rained. Oh, tell me, didn't it rain, oh, rain, oh, rain, children? Rain, oh my Lord, didn't it? You know, didn't it? Whoa, oh my Lord, didn't it rain? Knock at the window, knock at the door. Crying, brother, can't you take a couple more? Brother said, well, your wallet looks a little thin. If you can't pay, you better learn to swim. Water rising
in the morning.
Water rising
at noon.
Water rising
in the evening.
Keep rising all day long. Keep rising all night long. Tell me, didn't it rain, oh, rain, oh, rain, children? Rain, oh my Lord, didn't it? You know, didn't it? Whoa, oh my Lord, didn't it rain?
Fantastic, isn't it? Jake Blunt and his brilliant arrangement of Sister Rosetta Tharpe's Didn't It Rain. supremely talented guy, this, and I was very, very lucky to catch him at St Mary's Creative Space in Chester a couple of weeks ago, 20th of June as it was. Jake's a young artist who shines a real light on the contributions that Black and Indigenous and LGBTQ musicians have made to US folk tradition. So all power to him for that. I'd love to see him again. Absolutely brilliant. And a little bit more from Jake later on. Next up, and speaking of US traditions, last time out, I promised to play a track from an earlier Hungry Town album after receiving a request to play more from their brand new release, Circus for Sale. So I found an album, and to complete my promise, here's one from their 2015 album, Further West, which was one of the first few Americana-style tracks I featured when I returned to BBC Radio Merseyside in late 2014. This is the very authentic Hungry Town and Hard Way to Learn. I love that. It rolls along, doesn't it? That's early Hungry Town there, and a track which certainly attracted me to them way back in 2015, Hard Way to Learn. Short and sweet, definitely. Just to remind you, though, that if you feel sort of attracted to that kind of sound, they've a new release for your edification, we might say, to repeat. It's entitled Circus for Sale. It's available on CD. It might even be out on vinyl if you started collecting the old folk vinyl again. And details can be found on the Hungry Town webpage. So I'd check it out. I'd like to see them. Actually, I've never seen them, but I've always rated them and played them a lot on the radio over the last few years. And still on that all things North American theme, I was absolutely delighted to witness Canadian band The Fugitives, their first UK gig for a few years. I think it's pre-lockdown perhaps since they've been over, but they were at Bury Met last week on the 27th of June, and they were great. They literally not long stepped off the plane. They'd just been joined by their British replacement banjoist only a couple of hours previously. Chris Sewin is joining them, I think, later this week, but they were totally on it. And they just delighted the small but very enthusiastic crowd in that lovely venue in Bury up in North Manchester. Or should I say Greater Manchester? Or should I even say Lancashire? Depends if you're from Bury or not really, doesn't it, I suppose. It's a lovely place, lovely, lovely place. If you like your string band music to be of the highest order, check out The Fugitives while they're over here. Superb outfit. Meanwhile, take a listen to this one from their new album, No Help Coming. This is called It Might Just Rain Like This for Days.
Wide awake and it's quarter to six. How many times I gotta start a day like this? I'm tired, like you. And I know we gotta keep a light in the flames. Like the long in the distance, the braver the face for you. For me, it might just rain like this for days. But there's shelter in the way, we see it through. It might just rain like this for days. When the weather breaks, I'm on. Dark in the head, it's like the closer you get, the further I bend away from you. Tell me again about the bar that you found, the one downtown where we could maybe hear ourselves think. I could buy you a drink. It might just rain like this for a day, but there's shelter in the way, we see it through. Might just rain like this for days. When the weather breaks, I'm on my way. On my way. Lighting the flame is like the longer the distance, the braver the fate is for you and for me. It might just rain like this for days, but there's shelter in the way, we see it through. It might just rain like this for days. When the weather breaks, I'm on my way.
Superb Fugitives. They were brilliant at Bury, and I hope you enjoy them. If you're going to see them, you'll have a great night. And that's It Might Just Rain Like This for Days from their new offering, No Help Coming, which is out on Fallen Tree Records. And they are selling them at gigs because they sold a shed load of them at Bury Met. Try to see them and say you won't be disappointed. Fantastic band, really good band. Speaking of gigs to attend, the Peat Bog Fairies are out on tour, and they're at the Atkinson in Southport next week. The date is the 11th of July. If you've not caught the Peat Bog Fairies, give this one a go if you're local. Honestly, I promise you, you won't be disappointed. So let's have a little bit of music from them. Yeah. That could only be the Peat Bog Fairies, couldn't it? Fantastic. That's called Is This Your Son? One of my favourite tracks from a classic album from some years ago now, Black House. And they're always a strong live outfit. In their own way, I think they've helped rewrite the history of traditional music, especially north of the border, but right across these islands. Peat Bog Fairies there and Is This Your Son? Fantastic stuff, that. Catch them at the Atkinson in Southport on the 11th of July. Okay, forthcoming release now. This one's not out actually until September, but it is something very special, I think, from a group called Tarren, T-A-R-R-E-N. Now, you might know the names of the band. Sid Goldsmith played a lot of his stuff. Alex Garden and also Danny Pedler, played quite a bit of Danny Pedler over the years. It's their second album, and this one is very interesting, really. One of the personal themes Tarren are exploring with the album was kind of the space the folk music inhabits in today's world, a little bit like Jake Blunt. He's doing the same kind of investigations and seeing where they stand as a band who have a non-binary member. So that's an interesting one, isn't it? It means that the choice of material is going to be, you know, something to listen to, isn't it? They're asking sort of the question, do modern notions of gender variance have a place in folk narratives? Well, that's a good question to ask. And they were awarded a bursary from EFDSS to explore gender variance in English traditional song. And during their research, they did come across three traditional songs from which the album's new single, actually, Neither Maid Nor Man, is derived. There's three of them, as I mentioned before. The Handsome Cabin Boy, which a lot of us know. Another one called Bold William Taylor, which doesn't spring to mind for me, actually. And Pretty Drummer Boy, of course, which is a very, very popular traditional song. So they all feature elements of cross-dressing or non-conformity of gender roles, etc. And so Neither Maid Nor Man is a kind of a compilation of traditional songs, but bang up to date by the final verse. So have a little listen to some Tarren now. I think this is a cracking track, and it's a single, Neither Maid Nor Man.
First, the tale of a handsome girl, as you may understand. Her mind was bent on rambling into some foreign land. She dressed herself in sailor's clothes, or so it did appear. She hired with a captain bold to serve him for a year. To serve him for a year. Next, the tale of Sally Wise, her heart was filled with woe. Her William had enlisted for a soldier, he did go. She dressed herself in man's array, she cut her flowing hair, and showed the world all over that a soldier can be fair. A soldier can be fair. Neither man nor maid am I, I'm neither maid nor man. To weave or drum, to sail or fight, I'll prove to you I can. I'll show you who I am. Of a pretty lad who would not beat the drum, adorned himself in garments gay, to London he did come. There he became apprentice to a tailor proud and true, to work the weft into the warp and dress the finest few. To dress the finest few. Neither man nor maid am I. I was approaching the age of 25. From my heart I took a vow, the truth for all my life. I threw away my clothes and all of gender I did speak. Neither maid nor man am I, yet some call me a freak. Yet others call me free. Neither man nor maid am I, I'm neither maid nor man. to weave or drum, to sail or fight. I'll prove to you I can. I'll show you who I am.
That's great. That's really interesting, isn't it? That's a compilation of three, I suppose, songs that have generated this kind of song in many respects. It's called Neither Maid Nor Man. It's actually released as a single right now. You can download it right now. And The Handsome Cabin Boy, Bold William Taylor and Pretty Drummer Boy kind of feature an element of cross-dressing in them. So they've been included in this compilation song by Taran. So I just think it's absolutely an outstanding piece of work, really. Not out yet, as I say, not out yet, but the single is. And the album is to be entitled Outside Time. And the reworking of stuff is a fascinating period of time to do it in. And rather like the Jake Blunt Trio stuff, it's just reassessing tradition and the way that we go about thinking about people from the past. And I think that's a really, really important thing to do. You know, we can't just think that, you know, binary folkies of the 1960s sort of reinvent their world, don't they? They don't reinvent the old world as it existed at the time. Very interesting stuff, that from Taran. And we'll have another selection from them a little later on. Meanwhile, a Gaelic five-piece fusion trad band, traditional, I mean, not don't mean trad jazz, that's Dulu. They've just released their highly anticipated dance-inspired album. You might remember we played a track from it a few weeks back and we're waiting for the album to arrive. Well, it's come. It's called Close To. The album's a good one, and it weaves a blend of fast-paced traditional music with elements of dance and funk and rock, especially rock production methods, I think, are in there, most certainly. Dulu are mostly instrumental, but they've also included two Gaelic songs written for young Gaelic speakers who might be exploring the language in the world of today, which I think is a great idea too. Here's the album's intro track, entitled, well, Intro, actually. Go hard ending there too. That's Dulu, and I just thought we'd play the intro because it's actually quite a long intro as it goes. We'll be playing a little bit more from them later on, but that's from their brand new recording, Close To. Can't wait for the second track to come along. They're a very interesting band, I can guarantee you that. Next up is a genuine modern US protest song which has just been released in the United States by that storytelling balladeer Tim Grimm. Tim's from Indiana. And he's kind of in the John Prine tradition, I've always thought. I like his work. And he's an engaging songwriter who primarily writes about community and family, etc. But he's been drawn into protest by the current politics abounding in the United States. And this next one is the third in a trilogy. Gonna Be Great came out in 2017 and Gone in 2020. So have a listen to this one. It's called Broken Truth by Tim Grimm.
Here we go again. Thought we'd been down that road. Thought we left it all behind us. I guess we should have known. It's fight or flight. It's so far from being great. I can't believe that laughing fool might lead us to our fate. Don't it break your heart? 'Cause it breaks my heart. Damn that man who tears this country apart. He's got no shame, he's got no soul, he's got no poetry inside to make him whole. When I was a kid in public school, I thought we'd learned a thing or two beyond the golden rule. Put faith in science and truth in words, acts of kindness and hope for all the world. Don't it break your heart, 'cause it breaks my heart. Damn that man who tears this country apart. He's got no shame, got no soul, he's got no poetry inside to make him whole. Sometimes we walk a thin line with our heads deep in the sand. One man's sense of justice ties another woman's hands, and the simple price of freedom to be left alone and dream is in the hands of his judges who just bend the laws and scheme. Don't it break your heart, 'cause it breaks my heart. Damn that man who tears this country apart. Got no shame, he's got no soul, he's got no poetry inside to make him whole. If you follow him, you can count to seven. If you call yourself a Christian and you believe in him. Greed, lust, sloth, pride, envy, gluttony, and wrath. It's clear as day. They storm the house. All the hate inside his little mouth. Damn that man. Years we've lived with sorrow, 9 years we shook our heads. And the times they are changing, the honey in the lion's head. It's time we lift the hammer and ring them bells instead. It's time we stamp these fires out and let the peace be spread. It break your heart, 'cause it breaks my heart. Damn that man who tears this country apart. He's got no shame, he's got no soul, he's got no poetry inside to make him whole.
Tasty, isn't it? That's very tasty indeed. Protest music in America is alive and well in the hands of Tim Grimm, I would say. And you can find all three of these tracks. Remember, before we played the track, I mentioned that this is the third in a trilogy. The first one, Gonna Be Great. The second one, Gone. And now this third one, Broken Truth. And all three tracks can be found on timgrimm.com or on Facebook at Tim Grimm Music. And Grimm is spelled G-R-I-M-M, so there's two M's in Grimm. It's a good one, that, isn't it? Makes you think too, and they, you know, that's what music's all about, isn't it? Tim Grimm and Broken Truth. I came across an interesting album from another singer-songwriter the other day, this time from the west coast of Canada. His name is Jack Garton. I've heard his name before a little bit, and Jack's been around the British Columbia folk and roots scene for a number of decades, I think, a couple of decades at least, and more latterly with a band that I heard while I was over there called Viper Central. They were a roots band, very, very good band. And he has a new album out called Original Skin. Now, Original Skin is going to be released over here in August. But prior to this, Jack is playing a short run of dates as a duo, actually, in the UK and Ireland as from the 24th of this month, 24th of July. The duo features Kathleen Nisbet, who's also of Viper Central. So you can imagine that, you know, they're pretty tuned into each other. Kathleen is a fiddle player and is also working on harmonies with him. Now, so far, there are just two gigs in London. But they're followed by several in Ireland. But I think dates will be added because the album is excellent. It's very radio friendly and he's getting airplay already. So, for example, see what you make of the opening track. This is Jack Garton and Watching Kurosawa.
With a deposit, I'm on the graveyard shift.
On the graveyard shift.
Red hot video. 16th in May. I'm working hard, hardly working. My boss here is a jerk. Yeah, but I don't mind.
He don't mind.
'Cause I got time to draw and write for a couple hours in the middle of. They say, hey Jack, when we gonna turn this film off? Yeah, 'cause there's hard parts in art that speak to the dark parts in your heart. So sometimes it's better to just be alone. Well, if you're running for the rat race, or yeah, trying to go to school, yeah, you wanna make wise choices, not to be a fool. Remember, even if you love your job, it's not gonna love you back again, so why don't you take time out to watch some good films if you can? Yeah, I watch Fellini, Buñuel, John Waters, Almodóvar, Lars von Trier, Buster Keaton, a couple by Godard, everything by Jim Jarmusch, Herzog, all of Kinski's crazy scenes. But my favorites were Redbeard, Ikiru, and Dream.
Yeah.
like that. And it's got a real sort of throwback sound to it, hasn't it? Real sort of late 60s vibe on it. Watching Kurosawa from Jack Garton, who's a Canadian from British Columbia, from BC. And it's from his original Skin album, which is released next month, actually, to coincide with a UK and Ireland tour. It's one of those tours, I reckon, he'll probably pick up gigs as he goes as well, which is a very, very Canadian folky thing to do. But really good production on that too. Great song. So look out for him. Jack Garton, G-A-R-T-O-N. And the album is Original Skin. Good stuff. Let's have another newie. I think really just great. And a North American who's just returned home, actually, after a splendid but short tour with his amazing trio. I'm talking about Jake Blunt, who we played towards the beginning of the show. And he's taken his music and his scholarship to renowned places, really, such as the Newport Folk Festival and Carnegie Hall. And we were so blooming lucky to catch the Jake Blunt Trio at St Mary's Creative Space in Chester on the 20th of June. It was a fantastic and exciting evening of him pushing traditional boundaries way, way further than you'd expect them to be pushed. He's a complete anti-essentialist, I would say. Jake's latest album, it's a new one to me. It's been out a couple of years, actually, but his latest album was called The New Faith, and it was released by no less a company as Smithsonian Folkways back in 2022, to great acclaim, actually. Earlier, we played the gospel song Didn't It Rain, the great Sister Rosetta Tharpe, always associated with Sister Rosetta, because I don't know if you've ever seen that performance she does at Chorlton Railway Station, that disused railway station. I think it was from 1964, possibly, maybe 63. And it's raining anyway. And apparently she changed her material as she was walking on the platform to sing because it was raining. She decided to do Didn't It Rain. And she's just wearing this amazing coat, beautiful looking woman. And she's playing this fantastic Gibson SG guitar as well. It's unbelievable. Check it out on YouTube if you've never seen that, the Sister Rosetta version. Anyway, that was the one we played earlier on from Jake Blunt. So let's hear another selection from the same album. The Jake Blunt version of Walter Tangalai Jackson's Tangalai Blues.
Must have been the devil that pulled me here. Lord, I'm all down and out. what if I ever get back home? I'll never do wrong here.
Jake Blunt, on this occasion playing and arranging all the parts of Walter Jackson's Tangle Eye Blues. Walter was originally recorded by pioneer Alan Lomax back in 1948. Really great reassessment of that track. Jake Blunt is undoubtedly a new pioneer, I would say. And speaking of such, let's have a second selection from Taran, the trio of Sid Goldsmith, Alex Garden and Danny Pedler. This is an interesting one, a traditional favourite. And I'm taking it from their forthcoming album, Outside Time, so it's not available just yet, due for release in September. And it's their own take on Roud 1115, Spencer the Rover. Yeah, we all know Spencer the Rover, don't we? It's amazing, really. Fascinating interpretation coming up. Spencer the Rover, you might know, is mostly a Norfolk song, actually, but it was made most famous by the Copper family from Rottingdean down in Sussex, of course. So let's take a little listen to Taran and their version of Spencer the Rover.
Words were composed by Spencer the Rover, who travelled Great Britain and most parts of Wales. There had been much reducing, which caused great confusion, and that was the reason he started to roam. In Yorkshire near Rotherham, it being on his ramble, being weary of travelling, he sat down to rest. At the foot of the mountain, there runs a clear fountain, with pleasant cool water himself to refresh. It tasted far sweeter than the gold he had wasted, sweeter than honey, and gave more content. But the thoughts of his babies lamenting their father brought tears to his eyes and caused him to lament. Now the night fast approaching, to the woods he departed, with woodbine and ivy his bed for to make. There he set about sighing, lamenting and crying, go home to your family and rambling forsake. On the 5th of November, I've a reason to remember. First he returned to his family and wife. They looked so surprised to see him arriving, to see such a stranger once more in their sight. Then his children came round him with their pretty prattling stories, their pretty prattling stories to drive cares away. Now they are united like birds of a feather, like bees in one hive, now together they'll stay. And now he is living in his cottage contented, with woodbine and roses climbing all around the door. He's as happy as those who've got thousands in riches. Contented he'll stay and go rambling no more.
Lovely stuff. Fascinating interpretation of Spencer the Rover there by the equally fascinating Taran, Sid Goldsmith, Alex Garden and Danny Pedler. And as you say, Spencer the Rover, it's a very, very popular folk song, isn't it? Mainly Norfolk, but, you know, South Coast. It always makes me think of Rottingdean, you know, those towns around Hastings, you know. But in some respects, given the context that the band are playing this stuff in now, it makes you think about who were the Spencer the Rovers of the 19th century, you know. I often think of that post-Napoleonic War era of the lads coming back, and where did they go? They're sleeping in barns, you know, and hayricks, and they're just wandering from place to place, shell-shocked probably half of them, you know, and what do they do with their life, you know? So it makes you think about who was Spencer the Rover, or was Spencer the Rover a kind of a, you know, call-all name for anybody that might have hit the road at that stage, you know? It's a very, very interesting context that Taran are placing these songs in. So some gigs are coming up for them in September. The album's not out until then, remember, and October as well. And one of which actually should interest our Midlands correspondent, Claire Freeman, as it's at the Nuneaton Folk Club on the 2nd of October. Claire's based in Nuneaton. So have a look around for it. See if you can catch what Taran are doing. And similarly to the artists we mentioned before coming over from Canada, they'll probably add dates to their gigs, you know, their gig list as they go along. That's Taran. Spencer the Rover from the brand new album out in September. Really good stuff there. Let's have another track now from visiting Canadians, the Fugitives, who continue their tour of England during July. For example, as I speak, they are playing the Kitchen Garden Cafe in Broome, which is a nice venue to play. And then they have the long trip on the 8th to Stockton. All the way up to Stockton to play the Waiting Room, another nice folk venue too. And then down to London on Wednesday the 10th to play Conway Hall and so on. So they're all over the country. I hope they've, you know, they've got comfortable transport. That's all I can say. A big gig for them is at the Ely Festival on Sunday the 14th. The festival is a very big one over there on the North Broads area, isn't it really? So try to catch them if you can. Meanwhile, here's the Fugitives. Another track from their brand new album, and this is Ash.
The black and blue I'm born into, the wind I ride, the silence in the sky, and it's solitude. I need no guide, flying blind. Tips of the peaks, tops of the trees, and power lines. Ben said, photograph, love, death, all of that. All right, the streets are all mine in the middle of the night. All right, you know I'm looking pretty under all these lights. Black and blue I turn into, on the hood of a car, the awning of a bar, on the avenue. It's good night, if not goodbye. I see your face reflecting in the street in this fall of mine. Ben said, are all mine in the middle of the night. Alright, alright, you know I'm looking pretty under all these lights. This is the moment where you stop and you reflect and you decide to change your mind. Alright. Pretty under all these lights, alright.
streets are all mine in the middle of the night. Alright, alright. You know I'm looking pretty under all these lights. Alright.
Lovely stuff. Lovely stuff. Quality stuff. That's The Fugitives from Canada and Ash from their brand new album. It's really good. And there were a couple of other gigs that I might have mentioned, actually. They're playing Stroud at the Subscription Rooms, which is a lovely, lovely venue. Almost, but not quite in our area, really, Stroud, is it? And that's before they go to the Ely Folk Festival on Sunday, the 14th of July. So see if you can catch them. You haven't got much time, but I'm sure, you know, if you can just gird your loins up, go out and see some live music, you won't be disappointed if you catch The Fugitives. Well, almost time to say fare thee well now. Final track, just time for a little bit more Dulu, because we just gave you that short intro to get your taste buds going before we hit the road anyway. From their brand new album, Close To, out now, this is Gluss, and I'll see you down the trail.